Martin Mulder, myself, co-chair Foster, Representative Terrio, and Kelly. The only bill we're going to have up this morning is SB 86. House Bill 267 will be put off till tomorrow afternoon's meeting. So today, the only one we're dealing with is the license plates bill that we had. Hopefully, it won't take too long. We have Amendment K.1 and K.2, and I believe K.1 is the
transition.
The transition that says they have to have the plates, those type of plates, if they're issued after the department by after January 1st of 97. Have you seen these? And then they've got the transition language, I think, that we talked about. We'll call K.1 Amendment Number 1.
Would you like me to move, Mr. Chairman?
I'll
move Amendment Number 1, which is K.1.
Any discussion on Amendment Number 1? Any opposition to Amendment Number 1? Hearing none, Amendment Number 1 has been adopted. And
Amendment Number 2 is the reversionary. It reverts back to the traditional blue and gold, the year 2005.
Does this, the only question is, do they have the transition language? If, in other words, if they have some of the old ones left, do we want to make them all?
No. That's still in transition, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it appears to me on January 1st, 2005, they're going to have to absolutely, every passenger vehicle will have the blue and gold again, unless it's changed. And I didn't know that we I didn't know we wanted the department to have to do that, but did you want to comment, Ms. Hensley? It's a ways off, but I hate to
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Juanita Hensley with Division Motor Vehicles. Would you repeat your comment again for me?
On the K.2 amendment, my only concern is that, and maybe it isn't one, but for the same reasons we have this transition language that allows you to say, keep the old plates until you run out of that stock and start. It's up to you when you know you're supposed to buy the new plates, but you use up the old plates. Likewise, if you have some of the Gold Rush plates left on January 1st, 2005, it appears that on January 1st, 2005, when most of the cars will have the Gold Rush plate, every passenger vehicle is going to have one that has the Alaska flag, the traditional, the slogan. And if that isn't exactly what the Gold Rush plate has on it, then on January 1st, 2005, everybody's going to have to go get. We got the same problem we had with the other one, that the statute says you absolutely have to have this plate. And I think the idea was, again, probably transition into that rather than so that you don't have to go do however many hundreds of thousands of new plates.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with you on that point. That would be, it would be our intent not to have everybody come back in and get the blue and gold plate again. It would just transition back into this.
Representative Brown.
Well, if number two passes, we could do a conceptual amendment that's just the mirror of number one.
Yeah.
And when that would set up that same
the same transition
back.
Right.
People want to, but you know, we should decide the policy of if we want to go back to this and then.
Right. Okay. We have amendment number two, which is K.2. And I don't know who is.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we amend K.2 to include the transition back to the blue and gold.
Okay. Does everybody understand? And nobody's actually moved two yet, so we'll just.
Okay.
That's fine. We'll just do it. I mean, we'll just put a transitional section so everybody knows. We'll have it drafted by legal.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll have the transitional section on it. And does someone wish to move amendment number two with the transitional section?
I thought Kay did. Did you make that motion, Kay?
Do you
want to
comment?
Do without.
I'll move amendment number two.
As
amended with the transition back.
Hearing objection to amendment number two as amended? Hearing none, that's been adopted. Any other discussion on the bill?
A motion.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Chair, I'll move committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 86, health finance amended out of committee, and that's for individual recommendations.
And the accompanying fiscal note.
And the accompanying fiscal note.
Any objection? Hearing none, the bill's moved to committee with individual recommendation, the accompanying fiscal note. This afternoon, we as I think is on your sheet, 267 is not going to be up. It'll be up in the afternoon. So we'll just take up the bills that are listed for this afternoon. And that's all we had for this morning. So
good deal.
Recess until this afternoon.
Oh, that?
Want to go. Good man.
That is cheap.
Bring it by your office in a few minutes.